The question was asked, does wrapping a gift designate it to someone? So our rule is that until you do an action, until you give someone something, it's not theirs. It's still yours. So just because I wrapped a gift with the intention to give someone a gift does not make it theirs, it would seem. But, and here's the big point in all this, the Talmud says, "Amirato legavoa kimsirato leediot." When a person says, "I'm going to give this legavoa to the one above," kimsirato, it's as though you already gave it over leediot to a regular person. So that means that if I say I'm going to give this money to the shul, to the temple, so then it's as though I already gave it. I cannot go back on what I've said. And then the halacha takes that a step further. And the halacha says it's not only to the Beit HaMikdash, it's also to tzedakah. And it's not only to tzedakah, it's also to other mitzvot. So that's where we can run into trouble. Where if you wrap it, let's say, to give it to someone poor, then you run into problems. And so a person has to get into the habit of not deciding it. You know, in our house, sometimes when the kids outgrow stuff, we have stuff that we cannot keep giving as hand-me-downs, or we can't hold on to for hand-me-downs. We don't have the space. So we say, okay, who's a person that we know that could use this item? So we're very careful that we don't say we will give it to that person. We always say we're going to try. Our intention is that if it'll work for us, we'll give it to them, because sometimes it becomes so difficult. The person can't pick it up, the person doesn't have time for us to drop it off, we don't meet one another, that it becomes much more of a tedious task than where we can take on. So that's why we don't do that, because if we would say, this is for so-and-so, well, obviously so-and-so needs help, right? So then you've designated it for a mitzvah, then it's more difficult to turn back or impossible to turn back. So that's why a person should be in the habit where we're talking about giving over an item to someone who needs it, someone who needs it where it would be a mitzvah to give it to them, so then it's important to get into the habit of not saying it as a definitive thing. I would like to, it's my intention to, or you say, I'm not, it's not decisive, but that's
only regarding speech. Doing it is not a form of speech.
It is. You know, if you've done an action, that's also clearly a decision, so we usually assume that our speech is a reflection of our decision. It's a bit more complex than that. The question is it the gemirut dat that does it? Is it my decision, or is it my verbalizing it? I don't know the answer to that.
That would apply even to something like Ahavat Yisrael, like you just want to give someone a gift.
No, they're not.
Or like tzedakah or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah, whether it's enough that you thought it without saying it, I have to look it up. I don't remember offhand.